Joined by the head coach of the Festus Tigers, A.J. Ofadale, after a big win here on homecoming over the Farmington Knights and come from behind fashion, 41-36. Rough first half, but your team, I guess you could say, felt out the opponent and really made that transition late in the second quarter. What changed in this game?
Our guys just, after a rocky start, you know, we really challenged them at halftime and they embraced that challenge. Our kids, and we say all the time, their character is off the charts. So we got a bunch of good kids. They accept coaching. They accept challenges. They're willing to be tough. And so we got ourselves in a tough situation. It's hard. Any high school coach will tell you when you got the homecoming festivities, they're in a parade earlier in the day and in assemblies all day. So you're completely out of your normal routine. And, you know, it's not difficult to come out flat, which we did. Just really not as focused as we need to be. And that's, you know, we need to work on our processes on this day to make sure that we're not in that situation, but overall our guys battled back, which is all you ask for. And that's why I challenged them at halftime. Like I said, at this point, I don't care about the outcome. I want us to play the way that we need to play. I want us to play with some passion for it. I want us to play with some detail, some effort. And they did that. So even when we went up and then they started driving down, you know, I told myself even at the time, I'd be okay with any outcome at this point because our guys answered that call to play play the game the right way. So, you know, I was satisfied with that. Yeah, I was really excited for the win, though.
Leonte Williams, a rough first quarter. He has that big game, but then the fumble. It results in a Farmington score after the turnover. He doesn't play much in that first quarter, but comes back in the second half and has a tremendous second half that I thought really sparked this team's offense. What did you see from him tonight?
He's a tough kid. And, you know, this is the first time he's fumbled all year. So it's tough. He bounced back great from it. But he works hard, plays hard, you know. And sometimes, you look in that gap in play and we rotate him and Cam Yates together. So depending on the way the series fall, I think we turned around and turned the ball over on the first play in the series, which was Cam's series. And so Leonte let him go another series and so he only got one play. And then they held the ball for a while, so he didn't get as much playing time in the first half, just circumstantially. Because, especially a player that's earned the right like him, we wouldn't pull the plug off one mistake or anything like that. So, but no, he did a great job battling back. And he's a senior, and he knows this is the last time through, and it means a lot to him. So, he helped carry this thing where it needed to go.
What does it say about his mental toughness to rebound after that? You have that big gain, you fumble, it goes the other way, but then you come back and you have the second half. What does that say about how tough he is mentally?
He's really tough, and he's tough in everything he does, and he prepares for it. You look at how he looks. I mean, he's a kid that lives in a weight room. He wants to be great. His brother plays at Purdue, Armand Branch, and so, he has lofty goals for himself and what he wants to be as an athlete as well, kind of looking up to that blueprint. And, the biggest thing more than anything is that he understands that one play is not going to define who you are as a player, your response. And I tell our guys all the time that everybody's going to make mistakes in life. I'm going to make a mistake every day. And what matters more than the mistakes you make, sometimes you can control them, sometimes you can't. But what matters more is your response to those mistakes. And so, they understand that that's what I'm looking for. If you make a mistake, then you owe. Now let's go back and get it. And that's, going to be with your effort. Sometimes you won't be able to get it back with the performance. It's just like that sometimes. But if your effort is there, then that, to me, that's the adequate repayment. So,
you like the way the defense stood strong in that second half?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, we're going against, in this case, we knew coming in, maybe one of the best, if not the best, offensive mind in the state. He's proven it everywhere he's gone, rolled up huge numbers offensively everywhere. And it's not accidental. It's not, you don't go from place to place to place. And then also even in year one of a place, then you have to understand that that is 100% tied into Coach Eckley and, who he is as a person. And just even beyond the X's and O's with the things that he instills from a toughness standpoint, a work ethic, a team standpoint, the character of the kids and them being willing to exhibit that character. So it's pretty impressive. And so we knew from an offensive standpoint that this would be the most challenging from a X's and O's standpoint and from putting us, attacking anything that we do schematically. We knew that they'd have answers and things to attack and put us and distress what we were doing, and they 100% definitely did. And so, it took, obviously down to the last point, 3.7 to get out of it. But our defense stood tall in the second half, played a lot better, played harder. And that's sometimes what it is. Sometimes it's just you got to be more focused, play harder, and you get the results you want.
Had a tough team tonight against Farmington. Had a tough team last week against DeSmet. It's not going to get easier, though, because Jackson's coming to town next week. What do you expect out of that one?
Same thing. One of the best teams in the state, at the Class 6 level. Great program, and once again, Coach Eckley did a fantastic job establishing them as a state power. And then Ryan Nesbitt, who's one of the, great young coaches in our state, does things the right way, really thorough, detailed, talented coach. Fantastic work. So, you know, it's going to be more of the same from a from an X's and O's challenge. You know, their kids, obviously, the class six kids are going to be bigger. They're going to be faster. But, you know, we tell our kids we got to play these kind of games. Even if we're, you know, fighting a little bit out of our weight class, you have to play these kind of games to prepare you if you're going to be in the later part of that state playoff. Because, you know, even at our level, the top teams you're going to see are going to be comparable. So I know last year, Lutheran North was probably arguably the best team in the state a year ago, and we played the Class 6 state champ, and I felt like they were very comparable. So you could make that argument as well. And then so this year, I mean, you look out there, and there's Kearney, and there's Hannibal, and there's all these really good teams that are lighting it up, and, you know, you got to feel the same way. They're going to be comparable to the top Class 6 teams. So our kids have to get used to the idea of playing outside your weight class, accepting the challenge. And, you know, and you go back, and not from an excuse standpoint, but you look at our performance against the Smet. The things that you really tally up for me that matter are, what are the mistakes that you made that were completely preventable? The other team didn't do anything to make you make that mistake. So the false step that you took, the eyes in the wrong place, you know, not looking to catch all the way, all these different things that you have 100% control over, that's what you really tally up. If one of their big guys locks on one of our small guys and drives him off the ball, what are you going to do? But if you have an assignment or a technique or a detail that you're fully in control of and you don't execute that, and then those things mount up and the score gets away from you, then, you know, you had a whole lot of say in that going that way. So it's another challenge for us to prove that we can go out and we can control the things, the controllables, things that we have full control over, and not let the boogeyman, you know, that, you know, this team somehow, you know. And again, you know, it's easy for high school kids to think that the water's colder in Jackson, that the food tastes better, that the weights are heavier, that, you know, it's real easy to say that. Maybe they do. I don't know. Sure, they're pretty good, so maybe they do. But our kids have to get over that and go through our processes the right way, no matter how good the opponent is. And, you know, like I said, they'll be as good as there is in the state. So,
yeah. Got two more for you, Coach. Yeah. First one, Parker Perry. He has played phenomenal this season. Yeah. He had some experience last year, but he comes in this year as the starter. Have you liked how he's handled the pressure this season?
Yeah, he's played extremely well, obviously. You know, you look at week to week, he's gotten better. Today was a great challenge. First game, he's probably really had some adversity with his performance. He came out not real sharp, and he's one that we really challenged. He's a leader of our offense, and we felt like, you know, it needs to start with him, and he needs to, you know, he's a tough kid. He needs to go out there and show that toughness, put the team on his back, and let's go make some plays. It's not going to always be pretty. You're going to get hit sometimes, but you're going to have to gut your way to some production, and which is what he did. He made some great throws. He made some great individual effort plays with runs. He also made some great individual effort plays with scrambles and getting the ball downfield. Obviously, even the last one that we won on was one of those. But, you know, we really challenged him at halftime, and he responded to it, which is, you know, to me speaks volumes about who he is as a person. And, you know, a lot of guys can line up and throw the ball, but being a quarterback is a whole lot more than that. You know, there's a processing aspect to it, but then there's also this leadership by word, by example, and, you know, there's some kids that people just innately follow, and he's one of them. So,
wrap it up with this. Yeah. Last year, a district championship, made the run to the state championship runners-up. Yeah. Teams change every year. Yeah. This group looks, you know, primed for district football, primed for playoff football. What do you need to see from your team this year that you haven't seen yet in order to make that run deep into the playoffs again?
Well, first thing we need to do is get healthy. So we're missing a lot of guys right now, key guys that we're counting on, especially up front. So we need to get everybody back healthy, which, you know, I think we're on target to do that, you know, get through this next one healthy as well. But then the guys that we have out, you know, working towards getting those guys back, which they should be back for district, so that'll give us a pretty big lift. But then the other thing is just what I said. We need to go out against Jackson. We need to prove that we can go through our process. They beat us 100-0, and we go through our process the right way, and they line up and just physically do that. I have zero problem with it. I'll tip the hat and say those guys are really good, and we'll leave it at that. But if they beat us 100-0 because we go the wrong way, we take the wrong step, we cover the wrong guy, we do all these things that we could have controlled, then, you know, that's not the step that we need to take to put us in position to make a run. If we handle that, then I'll feel confident that we can make a run, because that'll be just it for our guys, is that mental block. And it's all part of a program growing. You know, you got these programs that have won forever, and their kids just expect to win, and there's nobody that they look at that's elevated from them. But, you know, for us, we're still an upstart. We're still growing and getting better and having set new expectations. And, you know, first time in school history going to a state championship game a year ago. You know, so that was, you know, a huge step to it to say, okay, hey, maybe this is possible for us. And when you look around our school, we have, you know, state champion track teams, we got state championship baseball teams. So at the same time, it's all coming together for a lot of folks. And so everybody's starting to have that belief, state championship baseball team, runner-up baseball. So it's all coming together and kids are starting to believe as a community. And so part of that, though, for us tangibly is like the mental step of saying there's nobody we're playing that will prevent us from doing what we're supposed to do on our end of it. If they can, the physical side, yeah, okay. But the mental side, and that's what we got to get to. So that's, you know, hopefully we take some steps this week towards that.